Yo, welcome to episode 5 of The Lit, The Loud, and The Lazy. I'm Alsberg, the Bony Bachelor.
It's your boy Fat Moses, the fire catcher himself.
And this is that bald nigga over there.
Bush boy.
I'm throwing my socks at y'all. I'm
some fucking Drake shit. Just accept the name Bush boy, man.
I'm gonna throw my socks. Y'all gonna see me.
I like Baldy Locks, I'm not gonna lie.
You like Baldy Locks? I think Bush boy is better though.
Bush boy is way better, but Baldy Locks was lit.
That bald nigga over there, bro.
That's dumb.
Alright.
TBOT, nigga.
Okay.
T-Bot. That ball? No, wait. I forgot the A. Yeah. TV not.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think nobody gonna call you that. Alright, so how y'all doing today?
Doing good, you know.
How good?
Another day in the hood.
Every day good? Everybody good? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? What y'all boys did for the weekend?
I went up to Orlando. I'm gonna still call this a vacation.
Even though you do it every month, it's cool.
It don't matter. Away from your house, it's a vacation, man.
It's a day off. A day off is always gonna be a day off.
So when do it start becoming a regular thing?
When I'm there, like on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah, if I go there on weekends.
I believe you went there on a Wednesday before.
I never go there on a Wednesday.
You never went there on a Wednesday.
Never been to Orlando
on a weekday. Wednesday. You never went there on a weekday.
Nope.
Wow, that's like a 4-hour drive.
Oh, the weekday to come back and go to work? Nah.
But she did it once.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she's crazy though. Okay. This is not a vacation to her. This is just coming home.
I'm just going home.
Me is a vacation. Fuck Orlando.
Fuck Orlando?
Yeah.
Even though most of your friends go there too, right?
Cool.
Well, one of your friends.
One of my friends.
Used to go.
He back in Northport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
one of your friends still go there. He ignorant.
Yeah, he ignorant as shit.
Hell yeah. I meant to tell
shout
you
out to Ryan.
Yo.
Oh yeah.
Check out his SoundCloud too.
Yeah, he gonna drop a podcast soon too.
Yeah.
That nigga hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, what about y'all? What y'all did this weekend?
Slap ass at work. That's it. You know, vibing. Okay.
Prince.
What do we do? Oh, my cousin had a little graduation party.
It got rained the fuck out.
Yeah, that shit hella got rained the fuck out.
So they went to the beach.
How was it dope? Oh, okay.
Did you go?
Because no. I ate. Oh. And I got to see my cousin. Find that homeboy going to University of Alabama.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Get his ass smacked over there by the big ass crackers.
Yeah, it might
but that's
drafted.
Cool as fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
You gonna get drafted like
wasn't he little?
Not really. He like 2-2 size.
I think when I saw him, he was still like a freshman. I don't even think he started playing football.
No.
Nah, I think he was already in Myanmar.
Yeah,
I think he was already in Myanmar. Okay.
I think you met him like last year.
I don't think it was last year.
It was last year or the year before. But yeah. I'm pretty sure we was out of school by then.
I think it was a while ago. All
right, shit. Y'all boys saw E3 this weekend?
I didn't.
I saw the Twitter quotes.
You know what I'm saying? I saw some of the stuff. I was looking out for some of the stuff too.
Oh, wait. Before we start talking about E3, how do y'all feel about this NBA championship?
Oh. It was just, y'all ain't see it coming?
It was trash.
I saw it coming.
It was a waste of time.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was a real depressing series.
But you know LeBron's going to do what he always do.
Which is?
Get the fuck up out of there.
That's what he always do?
Yeah.
That's how he ended up in Miami.
He stayed there another year after L. Ain't take another L. He going to get the fuck up out of there.
Two L's in a row, he gone.
He gone.
He always gone. No, not even two L's in a row. Two L, period, gone.
Sometimes it
takes 1-0. Yeah, a lot of times it takes 1-0. Where y'all think he going? Y'all think he coming back to Miami?
I don't think. I think he going to West Side so he could get an easier championship.
How?
Yeah.
Oh, if he gets to the East.
Yeah.
So coming out is gonna be harder, but actually winning the title gonna be easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's really true. All the competition is in the West. All
right.
Really. NBA need to find a way to balance that out because it's looking real scary right now. Like the East is like playground easy right now.
Yeah, they saying they're trying to do some reclassifications, but I don't know if it's ever really gonna happen.
Yeah.
So how would you feel as a Warriors fan? How would you feel if he joined the Warriors?
I feel like there's no point of actually watching basketball no more. Like the Warriors was good without KD. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta understand, that's a drafted team. But majority of them, well, all the main players
were drafted.
Were drafted. You know what I'm saying? KD was just the overkill part. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now we added another overkill. Now this shit looking like an AAU tournament. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what team would you like him to go to?
LeBron?
Yeah. Or could you see him on? Let's say, could you see him on? Do you have any team in mind, or you just think he's going to leave Cleveland no matter what?
I know he's going to leave Cleveland no matter what. I don't know what team he's going to be on.
Okay.
If he go to the West, I would have a little bit more respect for him if he went to, like, a team like the Lakers.
I could see him. I don't think he's going to go to the Lakers, but I could see him on the Lakers.
Yeah, I have a little bit more. You know, it's a team that's not OD, got a potential, you know what I'm saying? But I know Isaiah Thomas going to split his ass, though. But
we'll see. I don't think they're keeping Isaiah Thomas if they bring in LeBron.
But I just feel like they should just stick to the East. If you want to keep that role as the greatest player, you need to just like, hey, I stayed on the worst side. I went on this team because I felt like it was better than my old team. And I beat the best team in the NBA.
That's what I'm saying. I think the Lakers are the only ones that give him a decent team, give him the city where he could become a star. And apparently his sons are enrolled in a California school already. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I don't know. LA got a lot of things going for them, including E3. Mm-hmm. So what were you telling us about E3?
E3, you know, for people that actually play games, I feel like E3 came out with a lot of stuff that, like, caught a lot of people's attention.
Fire shit.
What really caught my eyes the most was that Jump Force. That Jump Force was, like, you've seen it before. They had a game that really didn't get that much publicity like that. But now the way that this is getting is, like, and then, like, the way the graphics look and everything is, like, oh, my God. Like, it got everybody main characters. The top three characters anybody would ever think of. Goku, Luffy. Does he say Luffy?
Luffy, nigga.
Luffy. I never watched it, but I know people like that nigga too. Luffy and Naruto. Everybody likes one of those characters. So just to present them as like, hey, these are the main characters.
Everybody.
You know, you don't know what's coming behind it. You're going to see the Kakashis. You're going to see the Vegetas. You're going to see the... what's the nigga with the three swords?
Roronoa Zoro.
You know what I'm saying?
Roronoa Zoro?
Roronoa Zoro.
Yeah, you gonna see everybody. So you know what's coming behind each of those characters.
That name Loki hard.
The nigga puts a sword in his mouth and starts murking the nigga.
That's Loki hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, every character on One Piece is just lit, bro. This nigga uses his feet to beat niggas' ass because he can't. He's a cook. His hands are the most precious things. That is hard as fuck. And he named Black Legs or Sanji. My bad.
Black Legs Sanji. Hey, these niggas got some hard names.
Exactly.
Man, so you know.
Straw Hat fucking Luffy.
Nah, that's trash.
Nah, that's lit, bro. That's trash. Bro, you gotta understand.
Does he use his Straw Hat to fight?
Nah, but that's his trash. Straw Hat is like the Straw Hat of the Pirate King. One of the strongest pirates in the whole sea. That Straw Hat just be going like that, and the Straw Hat is just lit as is. That's like a piece as in its own.
Okay, so I don't play video games that much, or as much as y'all. So y'all gonna have to put me on to why Jump Force stood out to you, right? And when I say that, I mean not only the characters, but what are you expecting from it? Why do you like that? And what other games caught your attention at E3?
Well, I ain't gonna lie, the little bit of gameplay that was in the trailer for the game, it was like, remember when Dragon Ball Z first started doing that 3D shit where you could kick a nigga across the room and shit, mm-hmm. Hit a couple rocks and you fly back. Now that was cool because of the new characters. Like, nobody liked it on Dragon Ball Z. We all liked it. Budokai 3, where you go Super Saiyan and fuck everybody up, fuck everything up. And it's all on one screen. You ain't got to look for a nigga across the screen. When you're the second player and you're across the screen, you got to figure out where the fuck you at, too. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like it's lit. I just think they should keep it as a one-player game. Don't add two heads to it. If you want to add two heads to it, make it be online. only. I'm sorry. Two player games nowadays is not really the style, especially on bigger formats.
You know what I'm saying? I feel you, but part of me feels like online sort of ruined the nostalgia. Not the nostalgia, but the experience
of playing. Like,
yeah, that je ne sais quoi of, you know, you had to go to your homie's house and play the game. Y'all had to play it together. Especially everything we look for from like Nintendo 64 days to where everybody's going to one house, everybody's playing together to now everything's online and we don't even got to know each other to play.
That makes you a better player at the end of the day, true.
Yeah. To be honest, it does, but whenever I play 2K online, it's nothing but lag.
You're right.
But there's a lot more, but it's not like that with fighting games because there's really only two people. There's not much in the fighting game. It's only the two people and your two characters, and then the background just stays the same. So there's not really much lag. If there's lag, the person just has a shitty, one of y'all just have a shitty connection.
Mm. Yeah, if you got dirty TV, you got the shitty connection.
Yeah. But it's like when we used to go to Shaq crib and play Naruto.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. That fun atmosphere when we was all trying to beat Shaq.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like original games should keep that original two player vibe. But yeah, new games shouldn't really dip into it.
I feel like it's necessary. Like, I feel like it's stupid to have like only not having like a local multiplayer. Like, cause then, like, what the fuck? Like, there's certain games that is all right to not have like a local multiplayer. I can't remember the specific game it was. Oh, like Assassin's Creed decided they wanted to do multiplayer. They couldn't have that shit single player. I mean, they couldn't have it locally. Like, no one played it online, but it was a good one. Like, you had to hide from people. Like, you had to like hide in plain sight. You have to like literally take the mechanics of the actual Assassin's Creed and apply it to the game for the multiplayer. You can't do that locally because then niggas can screen look. Whereas in like Call of Duty or something, it don't matter if you can look at the screen. You not gonna murk this nigga if that nigga better than you.
But like, you see Call of Duty, I feel like that was better. Like
that, they didn't have it locally.
They always have it locally though. But I feel like everybody drifted away from it faster when online started popping because like people used to really cheat when you used to the screen split.
Yeah, that's and it wasn't even that.
The thing that pissed me off with Call of Duty was the screen split.
Yeah,
and the fact that when you're one player, it's huge, and when just even half the screen took away the
screen. But it makes you such a better player because now you're like you're focused now.
Nah, but I feel like that screen screen, like it messed you up. People cheat. So that's why I feel like
I was hell of a cheater.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The type of nigga, all I did was hide, crouch, and look at your screen to find out where I'm a murky.
Yeah, so
I'm not good. I'm trash. I'm beyond trash. You're
gonna play a million other people that's just like that. That's
piss
what
you
I'm
off in the process of you murking me.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. So games like that should stay only online. So I feel like Jump Force should stay online because it's a bigger atmosphere. It's not Mortal Kombat. It's not Naruto. You know what I'm saying? It's not Injustice where it's just right there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's when you got something with just a bigger area of fighting each other. It's strange. It's like, it's either you gotta really like look for your own player, which just sucks, right? Or they do the screen split and you running around trying to kill each other. There's no point of that because you know where you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I feel like Jump Force should be online only because it's just a bigger area and it gives each person the actual challenge.
Okay, did they give a release date?
I ain't paying attention to the release date. We don't do that.
What's the point of watching it if you ain't gonna pay attention to the release date?
Spider-Man coming out and I'm hoping towards Spider-Man.
That Spider-Man trailer was hard.
Yeah, and I do not know when that shit
comes
out.
Every Spider-Man game is trash though. I've never played a good
after the story mode.
Look, one of the big things that I had with video games for the longest was that they would drop the most fire trailers and the actual gameplay was nothing like the trailer. I'm seeing now I want to say it started maybe a couple years ago to where the gameplay is actually starting to match what you see in the trailer. Mm-hmm. In Spider-Man games, I have not seen that, but I know with Batman games, it was similar when they had all the Arkham games.
No, Zelda, the Arkham games was low-key lit.
Yeah, them Zelda games was similar when they did the... So I'm trying to see if the Spider-Man does the same thing, because that trailer was hard.
I don't know. I always liked the Spider-Man games. The only thing I ain't like after about Spider-Man games is after the story mode.
When you can't do nothing?
Yeah, it's really nothing to do.
Yeah, that was my
beef. You just swinging around the city... I'm Spider-Man, and then that's somebody will rob somebody, and that, and then I'm Spider-Man. That's it, like, you know what I'm saying? So Spider-Man games, I really love Spider-Man games, but you know, after the story mode, you know what to expect, nothing.
Yeah, that was my beef with Pokemon games for the longest, and then they started changing that.
Right, what was your beef with Pokemon games?
After you beat it, there was literally nothing to do but catch like two more Pokemon, and then that's it. You gotta train level 78 Pokemon with level 30 wild Pokemon.
Yeah, that's why multiplayer games became like more popular. Like once you finish GTA, same thing. Just nothing to do out there. You can do all those little side, like you're supposed to do all those little side missions and get your get the 100% completion, but literally
that's not the fun part.
Yeah.
That's not the fun part. And then, like, what could Spider-Man offer online? A million other Spider-Mans.
Yeah, they really don't offer shit online. But,
yeah, it'll be cool. I ain't gonna lie. You know it'd be cool, though? If you'd be a villain or if they introduce, like, a Spider-Verse. So where you see a million different other Spider-Mans, it makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's what the next Spider-Man movie is, too. It's like... World of Spider-Man Universe, Spider-Man Universe, or something like that.
The next wave, whatever, for video games is going to be the villains. I felt like it should have been the villains a long time ago. But y'all notice how, like, in movies, villains are becoming more prominent, more important. I think the same thing is going to be in video games.
I feel like it's always been like that.
Yeah, but I feel like there's not a lot of video games that put you in the role of a villain.
No, there's video games that give you the option, like Infamous. I love Infamous. Mm-hmm. Like, because you can be the villain or you can be, what's it called? You can be a hero or you can be a villain. Like, you get the option. Like, you, like, make the decision. I love video games like that where you can make the decision. Because, you know, I'm always going to choose to be the bad guy. That shit is so, it's so fun to be the bad guy. Like, in Infamous, when you're the bad guy, you turn, like, your lightning turns red. When you're a good guy, your lightning turns blue. And, like, as you play... There'll be like different way. It changes. Like the gameplay changes. Like when you're good, like people come up to you. They're like clapping for you. They're happy for you. Like your powers turn like a different way. Like you can like heal yourself. You can. I don't remember much. I haven't played that game in a while. I don't even have a Sony game system. But you can do like a lot with like that. But when you were the bad guy, you tended to be your powers were more. Devastating, like it'll be more destructive. It like you didn't care about your surroundings. Like you'll have like one of the powers where you smash the ground and it'll even kill the people around you. You can like suck people's energy out of them, like regular civilians. So like it was dope to be like a bad guy. Like you was really the bad guy. But then like I started playing Red Dead Redemption, and like.
I ain't gonna lie, you sick.
What? How?
You sick for liking that shit.
Yeah, that shit is so fun, though. I did.
No, the sucking.
So, when you play.
What I'm saying. He evil, yeah. Like, Chris Real Dealer, he
did. How, bro?
Chris Real Dealer, he did, bro. Bro,
that shit is so funny, bro. You grab niggas and you smash them on the ground and you get all their life force.
That's what Chris do with video games.
So, when you play GTA, what you be doing?
In GTA, that's different.
No, it's not.
You gotta punch
the
hookers.
You
gotta punch the hookers, bro.
No, you don't.
You got to.
There's literally no mission. There's never
been a time in Grand Theft Auto where you punched the hooker and got the same amount of money that you gave her.
You're right.
And until I get the same amount of money that I gave her, I'm going to keep punching all these prostitutes.
But you don't even make that much money. It's like $10
it don't,
more.
Nah, you gotta it do don't $10. Matter. I want all my money back.
And then that's what you expect in a GTA game.
What?
GTA is all about being a piece of shit. The whole game is about being a piece of shit.
The game is called
We're not sucking people's souls out. We just knocking them out for a little bit. They gonna wake right back up.
You knock it out of hooker.
Yes.
You knock it out of hooker.
She not dead.
She dead.
She knocked out.
So you ain't never shot a hooker.
I did a pretty. I ain't gonna shoot no female. I did a couple pretty sick shit
at GTA, but you know, I say that's GTA. I ran over a whole crowd of people.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool. What?
That's GTA.
So, for my own benefit.
Yeah, it's Grand Theft Auto. The name of the game is
you,
a crime.
You got the option of heal yourself.
Infamous is literally...
Infamous
is rarely ever for something good.
It's not always for something bad, though. Grand Theft Auto is a crime everywhere.
You got an option of sucking somebody... No, you got the option of sucking somebody energy out to replenish your life. Or you got the power of replenishing your life, and you choose to suck somebody energy out.
Nah, you pull it from the what's it called? From like anything that has energy, so you can like pull it out.
And that's worse.
That's
than
the villain.
No, that's the good side.
No, that's both sides.
That's both sides.
Wow. I don't remember what the power was, but I know like when you killed people, like something happened. But it don't matter. My point is Red Dead Redemption.
I played Infamous once, but I ain't know about the bad side.
I don't know why. That shit's lit.
I was doing straight hero shit.
Yo, the bad people's powers were so lit. That's the other reason. Because Toby played like the good version, and he's like, Prince, what's wrong with you? Why are you always doing bad? I'm like, yo, this nigga's powers is whack as fuck when he's good. When he's bad, yo, you be fucking shit up. Like, you will whip niggas' ass as a bad guy. But as a good guy, like, you have to find, like, the good way. Because, like, once you heal someone by accident, your shit goes down. So now you got to do something good to make your shit go back up. So why would I worry about not killing all these people?
I'll be the in-between nigga.
No, you can't be no in-between. It's literally impossible to be in-between.
You saying Grand Theft Auto, I'm the in-between nigga.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You kill hookers.
Yeah, but that's the bad. I do a lot of good, too. I street race and shit.
What is street racing? That's a crime.
In Grand Theft Auto, that's like the safest thing you could do.
I'm the safest.
Like the safest. What are you
doing? But that's definitely the safest thing you could do in Grand Theft Auto. I feel so removed because I barely play video games. All I play is 2K.
But, all right, so when events like these come up, like, what do y'all look for to when
like E3?
For? Yeah, like, what do y'all look for in games to be like, damn, I want those? Is it games you already played and you just seen what comes out next?
Yeah.
All right, so what about games that you never played? Like, what do you look for?
You can go first.
All right, so my thing with E3 is I had a big problem with watching trailers and then seeing the gameplay and not matching up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big thing for me. So throughout the years of E3, whenever I would see something, because usually they never lined up, I would just ignore so many things until I get the reviews, I see people saying, oh, it's actually a good game, and then I got onto it. Like around maybe God of War, maybe even a little bit earlier, that's when the graphics started to actually match what you've seen in the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
So now I look for both.
It wasn't the gameplay, it's the graphics.
All right, it's the graphics and the gameplay.
What gameplay you look for, though?
I'm looking for anything that entices me, anything that gets me interested in the story. So, like, for example, why I brought up God of War, that automatically gets anybody, especially at our age, that got everybody hooked.
Yeah.
Right?
Without watching the trailer.
Without watching the trailer, but when you watch the trailer, it's even better. Even the new God of War, Jit got a kid. I can't relate at all, but I'm like, damn, I want Jit to shoot arrows out.
Dead.
Right? Same thing happens. Same thing happens with Grand Theft Auto. All these trailers connect you to a story, and you want that game to fulfill that story.
All right. Oh, what I look for really is like, I don't. It just got to be fun in some type of way. I don't really. God of War. Okay, God of War. You have to like. You got to think a lot. You got to look for a lot of things. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But it also got a good fun action part where when you fight and everything is actually challenging and it's actually fun at the same time. Not really like too much. You gotta be strategic, but you ain't gotta be too much strategic.
See that?
You ain't gotta be like a fucking general and plan each move and all. That's boring.
That's why I love Assassin's Creed.
I'm all about stories.
Y'all,
My beef with Assassin's Creed was exactly what you were saying with God of War. Like, the fighting was fun. The fighting, you had to think a little bit, but it was still fun and kept your attention. And
challenging, yeah.
Assassin's Creed, on the other hand, is all strategy. At least the ones I played, because I haven't played anything after. When was the one he was in America? Four? Three?
Yeah.
Okay. So after three, I was done with it because the fighting isn't challenging. It's all strategy, and the fighting is not strategy. And you don't even need a strategy, really, because you can beat everybody up.
Yeah, but some of the games afterwards, they like required you, like certain missions require you, even most of those games too.
Yeah, some
they
of
require
those
you cannot make no. Yeah, and that shit was lit. I love trying to be stealthy, like trying to get away. Like, you have to figure out different ways to kill. And obviously, just the different arsenal of weapons we had in Assassin's Creed.
And the fact that it grows every year.
Yeah, it was like,
it actually pissed me off when he got a gun.
Nah.
That gun pissed me off.
No. You had to play as Kenway, because that nigga could pull out four guns. Yeah, this is the trailer, and that's what really pissed me off. The trailer was like, this nigga pull out,
why are you standing?
Put this shit down, plop.
Why are you standing?
That nigga just started pulling. He had four pistols on his side,
you
bro.
Can tell us this from your seat, though.
Nah, y'all
if
gotta
you got four
this,
pistols,
bro.
Why are you pulling out four pistols?
Bro, why do you need out? That's bad way to bullet.
Pop. Put him back.
Nah, it pissed me off when Assassin's Creed got good.
You
gotta
think about it. Back then, they didn't have automatic weapons, so that's the closest you can get to automatic
weapons. I'm dead. Yeah, you're right, dude. Yo, Assassin's Creed 2 pissed me off. They literally had Da Vinci created everything, bro. This man, they literally had this nigga created everything.
I never understood Assassin's Creed, because every time I played it, it's like, okay, we're gonna put you in a simulator, and then you're like, it do like a big old flashback, like that's just in his history or something.
That's his bloodline.
That's his bloodline of people.
But even after the third one, they like even before the third one finished, they what's it called? The big bad guys. I forgot what they're called now.
Templars.
Too. Yeah, no, the Abstergo. They figured out a way to like get other people to see your someone else's genetic history, so you can like pull out the genetic history. And someone else can play, so it's not even just your genetic history, you're playing like someone else's. And that's lit. Like, if we had that actual kind of technology, and they have it like a video game, like, you nowadays, it's like the storyline is you're playing a video game. People think they're playing a video game.
Also, so really, you start off lit as hell, like, you know how to do everything, and this is that. You don't learn no new moves.
No, you know, you learn new moves.
Nah.
It's just.
Yeah, usually you don't learn that many new moves. The things you get is the new weapons, and the new weapons. Mm-hmm. Open up new moves.
Yeah. And then they have the thing called the bleeding effect, which is like the more like you play, like you start, your body starts being able to also do it. And that's what was also lit about it, because this nigga Desmond, he was like, he grew up as an assassin, but he never like really did any of that shit. But when he started like going into Ezio's memories, like he was able to start climbing shit. Yeah. He was able to pull out, I almost said pull out weapons. He was able to like assassinate Nick. Like, he knew how to play. Just by
playing the game.
Yeah.
I still don't care for it that much.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. To each its own.
Like, well, how you're asking, like, what gets me excited about E3. Like, I like watching E3 when I know, like, something interesting. Like, I want to see, like, what is the next step in gaming. Like, since we were kids, I don't know about y'all, but since I was a kid, I've always wanted to do, like, virtual reality. Like, put on that headset and actually be in a game.
So, you want to, when it comes out with Assassin's Creed.
You want to be Tron, my nigga? You want it to be, like, in the suit?
No, not in the suit. I didn't even know what Tron was until Tron Legacy came out.
Damn.
Okay.
I might have, but I didn't think about it like that. No, I meant, like, I can't think of anything. Like, Sword Art Online. I think that's what...
Like, actual VR. Yeah. I don't think I've wanted to get that far, but I could see how it would be dope.
Yeah, because, like, you're, like, really immersing yourself. Like, Ready Player One. Yeah. Like, you're really immersing yourself.
They're working on it right now. There's a bunch of companies working on VR, and I think it's AR. AR. Artificial reality. Mm-hmm. So where they do that. Like, Ready Player
One. And you watched Black Mirror. You saw how they did... Yeah, because it has, like, it has more than just, oh, we're playing a video game. There's, like, a lot of things you can do. Like, someone who can't walk or do anything, they can still like interact. They can still do things just by putting that on. I think that'd be good. So it's like I always, like I felt like that's the next big step in human evolution. Like being able to just like put it on. Like we might do something stupid with it. But like just being able to put that shit on, like really being immersed into a video game, really being immersed. Like I had the VR headset when I got the S7.
Did you use that a lot?
I used it a bit.
You used it to watch porn?
You know you did.
Yeah, look. Okay. You had to at least once.
Was VR porn better than other porn?
It was just like, it's just weird. It's like,
because without we watching VR porn, without the VR headset, it just looked weird.
It's like watching a movie. Like it's like literally like, because it's the same thing with Netflix. I don't know about Hulu because I didn't have Hulu at that time. Like it's like you're in a room, and then there's like this huge screen, and then you're just watching.
And you can't see nothing but the screen.
No, you can see like what's in else is in the room. It's like you're actually.
It's a big dick.
I'm dead. Shut the fuck up. I didn't do it that often. That was like years ago.
Yo, I was like, yo, I get one. That's the first thing I'm going to do. See how it
I tried to look up Portal is. I couldn't figure out how to work it. Kept putting me in the damn game. I was like, damn.
You gotta go on the internet, nigga.
Let me try to put some Portal there, nigga.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have. Oh, wait. I told you about. Damn, they have like a VR dick now, bro. No, the dick print, like you can use that's like biometric. Like you can use for some porn website, you can use like your dick to sign in. Like we use our finger.
That's hilarious.
Was y'all ever around when Pornhub had that Snapchat?
No,
like they had a Snapchat app like. You could take nudes, but it was like Pornhub filters. But I don't know. I think it was around for like a week or two, but that shit had me dying, bro. That shit had me dying.
That's crazy. Pornhub is the number one supplier of porn now.
Pornhub be on it.
You're the one who sent me the Pornhub commercial, right?
Yeah, they got Pornhub socks.
But they got Young M.A. directing.
They definitely got stock, but they got socks.
I'm a hella hop on that shit.
I don't know. It's a website. What?
They charge for things.
I feel like it's a private company.
They charge for things. You might as well hop on it.
I feel like it's a private company.
I think it's
might
like
as well see and hop on.
Because like people could like you could literally like start putting like videos on it and they start paying you. Yeah. You, like get big.
I heard they pay $5,000 for couples. So if you and Mika trying to.
You can do that Prego shit. You could probably get like way more than that.
My nigga, while she driving.
My nigga, you got a girlfriend too.
No. We're not doing no porn.
Prince got a girl, unofficial girlfriend.
Jehovah Witness, virgin.
This is psych.
Just gave mama eunuch. Here.
Psych. All right, cool.
I'm
let's
eunuch.
Yeah, eunuch.
Yeah.
Eunuch.
Yeah. Like the fat friar. I can't think of any eunuchs. So,
yo, I ain't gonna lie. I've been trying to throw down this weekend on food. I just haven't had any time to, or haven't get a feeling to.
Okay, hold on. Before Shaq does this, we have to let y'all know that Shaq is the master chef in this clique. Shaq is the one that be grilling, whipping up everything you can name. This nigga made mango pineapple salsa the other day, and that shit was delicious.
It was mango, it was pineapple.
It doesn't matter, that shit was delicious. Shaq is the chef.
You still got that sauce I made?
Hell nah, nigga.
You finished it?
Hell nah, nigga. That was a lot of sauce.
What are you doing with it?
Nigga, that shit got old. What you talking about?
What, the mango sauce?
The mango.
That shit was fire, bro.
Mango, it was like a scotch bonnet mango sauce.
I made wings like 4 days in a row.
Damn, you should have slid some of that shit to me.
Oh, my bad, bro.
I would have hella made use of that shit.
Thinking about you, though.
I see that, bitch.
What
the pineapple one or the mango one?
No, the one when I made the pineapple. Remember when I made the pineapple? Yeah. It was a mango hot sauce that I was supposed to go with it. And
so this nigga Shaq is Gordon Ramsay.
Sound like it.
Fat Ramsay.
What I was trying to throw down this week, I'm trying to learn how to burn the alcohol into foods.
How to burn alcohol
into food? So when you cook, like, okay, so there's two I want to try. I want to try.
Oh, tomorrow's bourbon day, by the way.
Bro, yeah. There's two I want to try. It was these Henny wings, right? And these Henny shrimp. But the Henny shrimp is more, it got like a more Caribbean Henny flavor to it.
That Henny is a thing like this.
Yeah, but it's Henny shrimp.
I'm pretty sure cognac is not a spirit, motherfuckers.
And then,
niggas, but why I got some wine, bro?
I got some other ones too, like, there's a bourbon salmon, right? Bourbon cooked salmon. And then I got a it's a Chardonnay. I got a Chardonnay butter lobster recipe I want to try.
Dope.
You cook with some wine, my nigga.
That's, what is Chardonnay?
No, that's not.
What is Chardonnay?
I'm talking about, like, you know, the teacher wine. You know, like the Moscato and shit.
The Moscato? Yeah. And I got that
shit
too. I
mean, that super that weak cheap shit. Yeah, that cheap shit.
But cheap weak shit. Yeah, you gotta do the expensive shit. Because, you know, just in case, you know, I get single again, I know how to make expensive shit without going to an expensive restaurant.
True, save your money. You do like to eat out a lot.
Yeah, so, but what I wanted is, chicken, I want to really learn how to
don't go on
burn
dates
out the alcohol. Like, you keep a slight taste, slight taste with other flavors without getting drunk and shit. That's what I'm really trying to learn how to do.
Hey, wait, this nigga said chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. Why that bitch start taking?
That's what I'm saying, she wanted $5,000. That shit ain't really made no sense to me at all.
That shit ain't so funny.
That shit ain't made no sense to me at all.
Do y'all boys learn how to cook anything new or try anything?
Nah, man. I'm not gonna lie, for probably like the past 3 weeks, I've been trying to eat clean. So I have been eating like trash. Not trash, healthy, but nothing like Hennessy wings and all that. Mm-hmm. I've been eating a lot of sandwiches with whole wheat, brown rice, grilled chicken, broccoli type shit.
I try to stay away from the carbs a lot.
Man, this healthy eating shit is...
It's hard. It's real hard, but... It's real hard. You just gotta give yourself a gap.
Yeah.
You gotta give yourself at least a day or two gap.
You just need to know what to eat.
I had a teacher that
That's
told
me... That's what I'm learning
me,
now.
Yeah, I got a teacher that... when I was at BC, I had a teacher. He told me, like, the best diets is the diets where you cheat. Like, you got a cheat day. Because it helps you, like, calm down your cravings. So you, like... You sit here and you try to eat, like, vegetables and no rice and all this for, like, 7 days straight. You're going to fall off the wagon faster than you eating it, like, 5 to 6 days.
Right.
And you got that one day where you work out the most, but you eat your favorite food.
Mm. My thing with whenever you want to change your diet, it's you have to build that consistency. So I would say, like, for the first week, try to stick to that diet. After that, feel free to cheat on and off, whatever you want to do. However you want to play it. But for that first week, just to build that consistency, even for that first week or two, it's like going to the gym. Once you fall off, it's hard to get back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got to build that consistency before you start.
My thing is, like, since I was a kid, I always liked vegetables. My thing is, I like really sweet shit. That's why I don't like alcohol, because it's not sweet. It's, like, it's bitter and disgusting. But, you know, I'll just drink it just to drink it. Like, I don't like chasing alcohol, but I chase it just because I like to chase. So, like, my issue, the only reason I be falling off, like, I be eating, like, veggies and shit all the time. The only reason I be falling off is because we don't got nothing sweet in the house. So, like, I usually, before, we used to buy pineapples all the time. So, I would never have to, like, worry about something sweet. I just go eat, like, a cup of fucking pineapples. Or we have, like, bananas. Like, we have fruits. Mm. So that can balance me out. Or we'd have juice. But, like, now, I'd be forgetting to. I don't feel like it. So sometimes I'd be having a craving. And also, I could just use honey. Like, I'd be eating, like, spoonfuls of honey.
That's disgusting.
Yo, honey is so... I don't know what the fuck I was thinking when I was a kid. Yo, honey is so amazing.
Honey is delicious, but I'm not eating.
Yeah, I never been like a honey by itself guy.
Nah, not a honey by itself, but putting honey, like, I use honey for my oatmeal.
I put honey on?
Honey for my bagels and stuff.
You know what I put honey on? If I get like a crispy chicken somewhere.
Yeah, that shit's fire.
A sandwich, you put honey on it, that shit is actually
amazing. Nah, I don't do that.
You put honey on anything, most of my friends,
that's argumentable.
That's nasty.
Y'all like my food. Almost everything I make, put honey in it.
That's nasty.
Literally, almost everything, I put like a little bit of honey in it.
Now when we don't eat your food, you know why.
You wild. That shit's still
just
gonna be
just
fine.
So you know, so you don't feel no type of way. You know
I'm not gonna feel no type. More for me, nigga.
Nah,
you did.
See, I'm a chocolate nigga. I love eating chocolate. That's like a big craving for mine.
I'm more like a seafood guy.
Yeah, we know this. That's the last thing I am. Yeah. I like fish.
Yeah, like fish. Any type of seafood, I'll probably like. You know what I'm saying? More than anything. Yeah, but
fish is delicious. Everything else you can have.
I hate fish.
Nah, fish is delicious. Because
I'm African. Them niggas like to eat the ones with the tiny bones in it, and it's annoying, like, trying to chew it. You can't just, like,
grab the tiny bones that you can eat, or, like, the...
The ones you can't eat. Even the ones you can eat. Nah, you chew. Because some of them, if you swallow them, they could get stuck in your throat. Yeah. Or they could start cutting your shit open.
Hey, mom.
How much them fish cost? You know, Nigerians do fraud.
I don't know. I just know that my mom cooked it. That, or whenever I go to a party and I see fish, I'd be like, no, because I'm not doing this shit.
Did I see the tweet with the Nigerian wanted to get... when he was getting buried in the BMW X6.
I'm good. You gotta sent me that shit. I literally couldn't argue that one. There's just no way.
Hey, y'all remember when it flooded like a couple months ago?
Mm-hmm. Where?
Around here, like around your Island Drive. When Island Drive flooded?
Yeah, it floods every time.
Nah. Not like it did like in August. In August, that shit flooded.
You
remember that badass flood?
Yeah, that shit was horrible.
Yo, I'm dead because there was a BMW that drove into the flood and they just left their car there.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was saying they left it there to get out of the payments. That shit would be dying.
It was in the middle of median.
It was just in the middle of the road with the lights on and everything and all the windows down and they get escaped. That shit had me done, bro.
Nah, I remember there was a car that was stuck in the median after that shit. Or during that shit. I was like, how the fuck did you get it?
That nigga was trying to kill himself. That nigga was trying to kill himself. It changed his mind.
I remember that it was like a motherfucking... my house became an island that day. Because when I walked out, like, you literally... I couldn't walk to my car.
My car became an island.
That's how hot. This shit was up to my ankle. It wasn't even during the hurricane.
Florida drainage system sucks.
I was stuck as fuck.
We better than what's it called, New York?
Hey, so wait, talking about our neighborhood, y'all go still go to IHOP or IHOP International House of Burgers?
Bruh, I just want y'all to know that I guessed that right last week. So
you guessed that right?
I guessed that hella right.
I think it's giving our rewards if you guessed it right.
Damn, fuck y'all. They should have listened to the podcast.
Sure they did it.
I don't know if they did, but
I'm positive they
did. I think it's trash. You trying to try a burger from IHOP?
Nah, I never ate
a IHOP.
I never ate nothing other than breakfast at IHOP.
You never ate anything other than breakfast?
Never.
I've never paid like for anything other than breakfast.
I feel like you're not lying, though.
I've never paid.
I didn't eat anything.
But, yo, David used to buy me IHOP all the time, lunch. I never paid myself, though. I'm not stupid.
I never ate anything other than breakfast at
IHOP. I'm not going to lie. I thought they were going to make an International House of Brunch.
The farthest I went away from breakfast at IHOP was a crepe. But I had a side of pancakes.
I'm pretty sure that's fucking breakfast.
Yeah, it's French breakfast.
Yeah, I had a side of egg and pancakes.
Yeah,
that's the farthest I probably went away from breakfast. But
all I get is French toast when I go there.
Yeah, so
lucky you, the reason I do that shit.
Yeah, all I get is French toast.
But everybody was trolling them. Everybody like.
Nah, you had to see. Yo, I'm telling you, Wendy's is the funniest thing on social media.
Nah, Burger King put Pancake King.
Pancake King, some shit like.
No, this is what motherfucking Wendy's says. I can't wait to try a burger from the place that decided pancakes were too hard.
Yeah.
These niggas, IHOP said, we don't want beef with you. We just want to share our beef with the world.
Okay, so my thing is that I don't think it's really going to be IHOP for very long. I think,
of course, this is a market pool.
Yeah, I think this is just, they just got some new burgers.
This nigga said, the CEO was like, yo, all these people was talking shit, like, this is good for us. It means everyone's seeing it. This is what this thing, you know, A&W, the root beer people?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I forgot they were around.
Yo, I did too until I saw this tweet. They said, inspired by the International House of Burgers announcement, we are also changing our name. They flipped their sign upside down and says, please do not ask what it means. We don't know either.
I'm dead.
These niggas are going. These niggas, Red Robin said, we're as serious about pancakes as IHOP is about burgers. Waffle House. They said, please stay. And someone said, please stay Waffle House. Waffle House. Don't become Burger House. These niggas said no worries here. Niggas was going in. Like, all of these niggas is going in. They wasn't letting that shit go.
But, yeah, nigga Twitter, Black Twitter, right, is still undefeated. Netflix said we're going to be neck flip. And niggas said the B stands for back shots. And then I just closed my eye, went to sleep that day. And I was like, yeah, you know. Yeah, I can't be on this shit no longer.
Netflix was where it was at, bro. When you was in college, you was in school.
Yeah, when Netflix came out, it was the move to.
how the move? That broke nigga wave.
That was the move.
Broke nigga wave.
That was the move. I got
Netflix,
and a couple girls can't lie. A lot of girls can't lie. They got they back blown out during the Netflix movie.
Yeah, them niggas still logging in.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it's still like it. I had to make sure my girl changed all the passwords. You got to change the password. If you don't get to me, you got to change.
She pays for her own.
No, she tripping.
She grows.
She tripping.
She grows.
So we not grow.
My shit free.
You not grow until you pay for your Netflix.
My shit free as fuck. I technically pay for it.
I play for my.
I got a T-Mobile One.
Oh, I'm dead.
I technically pay, but it's free as fuck, but it's technically.
That nigga, that shit not free.
Technically.
You pay for it. Your bill expensive as shit.
Nah, it's expensive for other reasons, not the actual bill itself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's, you know.
Y'all put everything.
You know, when I move out.
Deuces.
Unless y'all want to make one, we get free Netflix, but I'm pretty sure I won't be on it too much.
Nah, I be on Netflix all the time. Not all the time. I need to get. I don't be playing video games. I don't be watching Netflix. I am watching The Chi right now. That show is amazing.
The what?
The Chi. Right. It's amazing. It's on Showtime. It's okay. Nobody has Showtime, but that show is amazing. I did watch The 3% this week. It's a show, but
whatever. Yeah, I just started Legion.
Yo.
Hey, you watched the Tuesday episode?
I'm going to tell you this right now. Season 2 is garbage.
You wildin'.
Hey, season 2 was garbage.
You wildin'.
You watching it?
Hey, season 2 was garbage.
Tell me how, bro.
It was a whole but. Okay, so I was talking to somebody earlier about X-Men movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how the last 3 X-Men movies about shit that happened in the first movies
mm-hmm.
don't matter anymore, right?
Yeah.
Legion was a whole season of shit that doesn't matter anymore.
I'm mad that you really have that issue.
What, that pisses me off. I remember you had this
whole argument with me once,
too. It pisses me off.
But that's what comics do.
I'm tired of niggas with memory problems.
But this one, he don't really got a memory problem.
He doesn't have a memory problem in this one at all. His whole... Because you on season 1 or season 2?
Season 2. I watched season 1 with y'all.
The whole thing with season 2 is the same enemy from season 1.
Yes.
And it's a roller coaster, and the season finale doesn't justify.
Nah, the beginning of the season finale was fire, though.
And then how it ended was just...
I read about Legion before I watched the show, and I'm like, okay.
All right.
I was wondering why it was going down this route.
And it was going so slow. Season 2 was just slow for it to not...
Y'all psych mages, all right. So the mind, the whole concept... The definitions of some things.
Those are actual definitions. Yeah. But that was probably the best.
That's what makes the show so lit.
The thing that got me on was the psychology aspect of Legion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I love that part. This season dives even more into it. They actually teach you.
So the red and green thing. It was early in the episode where you teach somebody.
I don't think it was delusion.
You remember the chicken? The little chicken and egg?
And it had the
black thing? All right.
That's not so red and green at all.
No, he was talking about... It was around the time he talked about the red and green. He said, well, okay. He pointed to red, and he said, this was green. And he pointed to green, and said, this was red.
The little lesson thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
That was my question. So when they gave those definitions and everything, those are actual psychological terms.
Yeah, broken down by that specific individual. But yeah, those are actual psychological terms. Because everything we learn is basically symbols. Mm-hmm. So depending on how you interpret this symbol, mm-hmm. it can make it right or can make you delusional.
That's why, that's what the whole theme of this season is. Like, you create your own reality.
Right, that's a big part of what this was.
And that's
which
what
was trash because at the end, the reality wasn't, nobody controlled the reality. It was just,
I think it has like a good narrative.
I think it went a little too slow for me. That was it.
I feel like it wasn't slow. I feel like it was actually, yeah, the show is very suspenseful though. Like it builds up, then cuts. Builds up, cuts.
Yeah, but it builds up to nothing because it's not a lot of fights. It's not a lot of.
Yeah, so but what is it building up? It's supposed to be
but Legion was originally never a lot of fights though.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but it's
psychic. They don't really fight. I think it's
even
like,
when it comes to his, they don't really display his powers.
That's the part.
They don't display all his powers.
Yeah, they don't display all his powers. They don't display most of his powers.
Not even most.
He doesn't fight. Nobody fights. Season one, they at least had fights. They introduced his powers, mm-hmm. but you don't see much more powers.
Yeah, since
season one.
Cause
the show, pyro powers he had, the pyro kinesis.
Pyrokinesis,
he never did that again.
What you see in season one, you don't see much expansion on that.
This is what this dude's power is. Like, he's a very powerful mutant, but he's not that powerful. It's like he has schizophrenia, so all his personalities has different powers.
Right.
So he can only use whatever power the personality in charge is using. So since his personality, you saw like, oh, I don't want to ruin it, but like he has
I'm still watching. So
yeah, no, I'm just saying like he has like his main personality, which is the one that we see is David. So his only power, David's only power is telepathy and like empathy. Like he can like create empathy. He can like anything telepathy he can do. So that's all we're seeing. So now he's gonna like even in things, it's like when he's like near someone when they dies, when someone dies, like things like that, that's when he starts intaking powers, and he can hold like an unlimited amount of powers. But how I say it is like the show is trying to be long lasting. Yeah. So they pulled you in by showing you like the scenes. Now they're putting in like all this detail so you like understand like why we're getting to this point. And then the third season will probably be something like
another power.
Yeah, start showing you like
I think they'll start introducing more powers
season how three. His powers like are like developed. Like this is just like introduce you to the characters because we thought Division 3 was the bad guys the whole time.
To me, this season 2 just it just didn't push the story to me at all or much.
I find details very important when it comes to, like, I like to read, so I feel like the most important part of any book is the details and then the end. Yeah. Like how you come to the end.
Legion, you gotta pay attention to every second.
Yeah, you do.
You really
if you don't, if you miss one thing, you miss like the whole season after
in
that.
Season one though, one of the things they did was like even the colors you had to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. In season 2, they sort of take that away a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you can just focus on what's happening. But I remember season 1.
But the delusions is what's important. Because they'll pop up.
It clear usually that it's a delusion.
The cow, remember when everybody was clacking their teeth?
Yeah.
The cow and the fucking monitor. The monitor on the fucking doggy training wheels.
I forgot
the mentors at the beginning of the season. Yeah, like that shit is weird. Like it's weird.
It's supposed to. I feel like the show is trying to like distract you and like pull you in at the same time. It's giving you like a bunch of meaningless details that I have later.
My only thing is that FX shows get canceled all the time, so I feel like.
I feel like that's not true. Nah, I feel like now
that's not true. I feel like the only show they really had was The Americans. Feel like a lot of other
Sons of Anarchy finished.
Okay.
Argo, I don't know if that got canceled.
I feel like a lot of FX shows don't last that long.
Archer is season 9 right now. It's about to be done with season 9.
No, but Archer is a different level. Cartoon, you find a good cartoon, you're going to keep that shit. Like, Rick and Morty going to be on TV for forever.
Yeah, they are.
You find a good cartoon, you're going to be there forever.
Yeah, you know? I'm trying to
look at Simpsons. You find one good cartoon, you got years on years on years. But at least with shows like that, I feel like they don't have long time spans if you don't keep the audience intrigued. It's already a show where it's a bunch of psychological terms. Mm-hmm. people might get turned off by that, just to make it slow at that too. Mm-hmm.
But it's a Marvel. It's the fact that it's Marvel right now. I think what they're doing is they can't. Since Marvel is already bought out by what's it called, Disney, and they're trying to start sharing the rights and everything, they don't want to put too much into this one story. So they're trying to have their own standalone universe. Like, same thing with DC. DC has a couple of different universes. Like, they have the show called Krypton now on Sci-Fi, which dope as fuck.
And it's Krypton is dope, but I feel like that story moves slow too.
Yeah.
I ain't sorry. It started already? I never.
Is it almost done? I feel like
it's done. Yeah, it's done. Finished like a couple weeks ago.
I have it all recorded though.
Okay. Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah. It's dope actually. But it's like, that's supposed to be like its own standalone universe. It has nothing to do with the
DC. Hello, this is Grandpa.
It doesn't have any implication. Like, anything that happens in this, like, it's not. Like, they have a black zombie.
I think it's his dad's dad's dad.
Yeah, it's his grandpa.
It's his grandpa or his great grandpa?
Yeah, no, it's grandpa.
Okay,
your grandson.
So it's like a past.
Yeah, the leader.
So is Legion, because Legion is like based in the 70s, I think, right?
No,
I don't think they put a timeline. Yeah, yeah, but that's the thing that's tricky.
But the dressing and everything.
No, okay, those so certain characters. Yeah, yeah.
Some of them. Because
what's his name? Oliver was like cryogenically frozen. Not cryogenically.
Yeah. Yeah, he was probably frozen. Yeah. But a lot of people dress more modern. Like, Platonomy dresses old too, and he has that old ass gun.
Mm-hmm. That's the Platonomy black dude. Is the one. Yeah,
he's the black dude. He had the old gun, and he dressed
like. I feel like he dressed like a hipster.
Nah, I feel like he dressed a little old. But there's some people that dress a little bit more modern. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there's a lot they do to just like mess with your mind.
Speaking of Marvel, have y'all checked out Cloak and Dagger?
No.
Nah, I seen it. I probably might watch it.
She was fire.
I'm dead.
It's a perfect Marvel show for ABC Family.
Yeah, see, I watch Pretty Little Liars, the only thing that I ever watched on ABC Family. And this show was so great, and then it just started getting annoying.
Yeah, you know. So is she still on?
No, that shit finished like...
Yeah, I ain't never watched it. I just know when that show was popping, everybody was asking who the fuck is A.
Yo, that shit. Yo, after 5 seasons of not knowing who A is, everyone had it. That shit was done. Like, they only had like 6 books. And you found out who A was in like the 4th one. So, when you're at season 5 and you ain't find out who A is.
I'm dead.
Ah. These bitches were stupid as shit. I would hate it, that show, but it was so good. It was like, it's a thriller. Just a thriller.
All right, well, that was episode 5 of The Lit, The Loud, The Lazy. Thank you guys for tuning in. We hope you have a wonderful night. We will see you same time next week.
No, we won't.
Probably not, but still, that's not the point.
That's not the point.